offset inflation. When did you first meet Doc Watson, Sam?
Met Doc and Merle probably 1974 at the, I met him in 1973, but at the Winfield, Kansas Flat Picking Festival. And I was in the band Newgrass Revival, and then we played there in 74 and struck up a nice acquaintance with Doc and Merle, and we were at the start of a trip that would take us about 14 or 15 jobs in a row, where we started in Winfield, went out through Colorado, on to California, from the southern all the way to northern California. And back then, Merle had a band called Frosty Morn. So it was Doc and Merle and Frosty Morn and the Newgrass Boys, and we became pals, and it led to Courtney Johnson and I getting to record on the Doc record. I like to think it's one of his great ones. Of course, I got to play on it. But it was a double set record that tried to run the span of Doc's, all his influences and things that he had played in his career. It's called Memories. And so it was, and that kind of led to me getting to go on the road with Doc and Merle sometimes. And Merle would call me, and so it would be Doc and Merle and T. Michael Coleman on the bass. And I would play the mandolin and the fiddle. And a lot of times Merle actually didn't go. He didn't enjoy going on the road as much as Doc did. And so sometimes I would sort of play the part of Merle, which were some big shoes to fill. And one thing that Merle and Michael liked about when I would play on the road with them is that when I was a boy, I did play with a blind guitar player. And he liked to be led the same way that Doc liked to be led, which was Doc would get behind you about one step and put one hand in your arm, and that way he would know if you are about to go down steps, he'd feel you go down the steps, and if you're going up, he'd go up, and knowing when stops come. And so Michael and Merle liked it because they, you know, could have me lead Doc, and of course for me it was like a very honored position to be trusted with Doc on my arm. And everything went real well till one day in the Atlanta airport. I don't know if you've ever been in the Atlanta airport, but at the time, never seen escalators so high. They were just maybe three stories high. And so we're on one morning. This is not to comment on how high I was at the time, but, but for whatever reason, before we got to the top of the escalator, Doc had relaxed his grip. And we got to the top, and I just walked off. Well, right beside of the escalator were these about 3.5-4 foot big trash cans with metal dome tops with the swinging door. And so Doc kind of came off and took a slight right, and all I heard was the most horrendous crash I'd ever heard behind me. And before I could even turn around, Doc yelled up, "Sam, better get back here before I kill myself." Yet he let me do it again after that. He's a very, very nice gentleman. Yes, and Doc lived to tell about it. But this next song Brian's going to sing was, in fact, on that Doc Watson Memories album.
Sure. How many of you guys ever got to see Doc live out there in the past? It was always a great thing to see him. He would always, as a, you know, in addition to just a great entertaining show, you know, he just seemed to, just by him being there, impart some amount of wisdom onto the crowd and any of us kind of sitting on the side of the stage watching. This is how you do it. This is how you live your life. This is how you go at it. And kept a lot of his emotions kind of hidden from a lot of people. But when he got on stage, he knew it was him. And his audience, and he kept things so informal, and you felt like you knew who Doc was, and that was a great thing that he was able to do, is kind of bring the front porch of Deep Gap kind of all over the world. And another one of the things that was really special to him was his wife Rosalie Watson, and he always talked about her a lot. And this is a song, it was on that record, the Memories record, and Doc's comment about this was that this was the song that he used to court Rosalie Watson. At the time, she was Rosalie Carlton, who was the daughter of a fiddler named Gaither Carlton that Doc played with. So It's in D minor, which you don't normally put. You don't normally put love songs in D minor. But it's Deep Gap, North Carolina.